Talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. And Mike, let's talk a little bit about where we are on this 2016 hard red winter wheat crop. We are still showing a pretty good crop, a good to excellent crop with a fair amount of fair conditions thrown in as well. Most of the crop out of that poor to very poor category this year at this point. But I know that we are very worried about the lack of moisture in a lot of our wheat belt.
Yes, if you look at the statistics that USDA's put out this past week in their report, they are showing 86% of the crop still to be in that fair to good category. Those numbers are much different than what we looked at last year. I think if we go another 5 to 10 days, though, those numbers are going to drastically look different as we move forward if we do not have moisture. You go and look around, and there is certainly some good wheat in the state. But you look on some of this land in on terrace tops or where the marginal areas are, and certainly we're seeing blueness in the field, wilting of the crop, and I think it's going to allow, no doubt, for less tillering development as we move forward. And so I think producers right now are extremely concerned.
Sounds like we're almost at that tipping point as far as we are really starting to get to the point of where we have got to have it, or otherwise we're going to see some problems.
No doubt. Good observation that I've just made. I mean, in Canadian County, when I was out looking last night, certainly there's some really good wheat. And then in the same field, you'll go in an area where the soil is not as good and the crop's shriveling up. It looks like the tillers are sloughing off. We are losing this crop out there. And the high winds that we've received the past few weeks, 60, 70 mile an hour winds with the heat as well, certainly not helping us any as we move forward.
You know, when we look at this crop, I know that is the overriding concern, but are we seeing some significant problems as far as insects, disease, anything like that at this point?
We had a lot of bird cherry oat aphid in the state probably 3 to 4 weeks ago. I think producers went ahead and made those decisions to spray. We also had a lot of producers make the decision to go ahead and put foliar fungicides down early because leaf rust and stripe rust was also an issue that we were seeing appear in the state. We are seeing that issue go away now with the warmer temperatures. No doubt that issue could reemerge as we move forward. I think producers right now would much rather that issue reemerge if that meant that we got the moisture to bring this crop in. And hopefully, with the fungicide applications that have been made, and if we could get the moisture at the right time, hopefully we still will have something out there that we can bring in.
I would think, compared to a year ago, and really the last couple of years, we are still have a potential of a crop that's a lot better than we ended up harvesting.
I think as you look in the field right now, as of today, I think that we have better potential in central and southern Oklahoma than we had last year at this time. However, last year at this time, we had a late freeze kind of during this period, and we were in extreme drought conditions, and I had written the crop off, and then we had received rains where the crop retillered, and it allowed us to have a crop in northwest Oklahoma that I just didn't think was going to make. So I guess as we're talking, we do know that the crop is an extremely resilient plant, and so if we could get moisture at this point in time, I think that we would see still some good possibilities.
One of the things that the Wheat Commission I know does, you invest into the wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. We saw one of the leader of the team, Dr. Brett Carver, honored by the governor here recently. Talk to me about Dr. Carver and what he's been able to do, bring to the table as far as the varieties that he has been able to introduce.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, it was a joy to be able to nominate him for that award, and it was much more exciting to see that the governor chose him to be the outstanding public servant for agriculture. I think if you look back on his life and his career and what he has done for the wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, no doubt he has certainly made great strides with varieties that producers can use that have been certainly beneficial during drought conditions with his drought-tolerant genes that he has found, also with his grazing grain performance varieties that he has released. I think it certainly is a testament when you look that over half of the varieties in the state are being planted to varieties coming out of Oklahoma State University's public wheat breeding program. You can just go back and look at all the strides that he's made, and see no doubt that he's very fitting for that award. And I'm so glad that they were able to choose him for that.